President Trump is campaigning in Arizona today on a trip to the West that is also giving him his first view of the devastating wildfires in California. He held a packed indoor rally in Nevada last night in defiance of the state's social distancing rules. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's getting a boost from a former rival. Former New York mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg pledged to pump $100 million into Florida to help Biden there. Let's bring in NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with that rally yesterday. Nevada's governor slammed President Trump for holding that indoor rally, called it shameful, dangerous, and irresponsible. But the Trump campaign insists they took proper precautions. Here's what campaign senior advisor Jason Miller said on ABC's This Week.
We take safety very seriously, George. That's why people are given masks when they come in if they don't already have them. We do temperature checks. We have plenty of hand sanitizer. We encourage people very strongly to wear the masks. And this is something that President Trump takes very seriously. And we're good to see a lot of folks there taking our direction here.
Still, it appears many people at the rally did not wear the masks that were provided. Why is the president taking this risk by having an indoor rally when all the experts say that's a bad idea?
Well, you know, how you feel about the pandemic is now the front line of the culture war. Do you think it was once a hoax, then it was real, now it's over, which is kind of Trump's view? Or do you think that you should be socially distancing and following the administration's own guidelines about large gatherings? The president decided to take this risk. One message for the Sunday shows, they take it very seriously. One message for his rally, where the only people wearing masks were the people right behind him on the stage. Mm-hmm. Now, either that was to protect Trump, or it was to avoid getting a fine by local officials, or maybe it was just for the cameras. But hardly anyone outside of the people right around Trump were wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. On the Biden side of things, Michael Bloomberg announced he's committing $100 million of his own money into the race in Florida. What will that money do? And could it be crucial in determining who wins Florida?
Absolutely. It could be a game changer. Michael Bloomberg famously promised to spend whatever it takes to defeat Trump, no matter who was the nominee. He hasn't done that yet. But $100 million in Florida means a lot. It frees up Biden's money to be spent elsewhere, like in other battleground states. I think it's going to be helping Biden reach non-Cuban Hispanics, where he has lagged behind Hillary Clinton from 2016. And Florida is a state that Trump has to win if he's going to get to 270 electoral votes. Biden has a couple other routes without Florida to get to 270. But there's no doubt that the Bloomberg money could be a game changer in Florida because it's going to force Trump to spend more money there than he had otherwise planned to do.
Well, and speaking of money and the Trump campaign, they appear to be cutting back on some TV spending in some crucial states. We've heard about the fact that they're losing their financial advantage to Biden. How much trouble are they in when it comes to money and resources?
I don't think they're in as much trouble as some people are saying. There's no doubt that Biden has closed the money gap, but Donald Trump still has plenty of money to do what he needs to do. The problem is that Biden has been trying to expand the map and make Trump play defense in places like Florida or other states he won in 2016, like Arizona or North Carolina or Georgia. And it's interesting, a lot of Democrats, after Bloomberg dumped $100 million into Florida, are waiting to see if he'll dump $50, $30 million into North Carolina or Arizona or other states. And that would put a lot of financial pressure on Trump.
By the end of this week, five states will have started early voting, but the president is doubling down on his baseless claims that mail-in ballots are rife with fraud. Do we have any sense yet of how many people are going to be voting by mail on each side, Republicans and Democrats?
Well, we know that Democrats in huge numbers tell pollsters they're going to vote by mail. In some cases, it's 80 to 20. Republicans, much less. Maybe 50-50. Republicans listen to Donald Trump. Donald Trump says mail-in voting is bad and fraudulent. So Republicans who used to have an advantage in mail-in voting are now deciding not to vote by mail, and the president could be hurting himself. In other words, this could backfire. In a state like Florida, if Republicans decide not to vote by mail, and a lot of them are seniors, maybe they'll just stay home because they don't want to go to the polls during a pandemic. Now, the interesting thing about the Trump campaign messaging is they're trying to say, don't vote by mail, except in Florida, because Florida is an interesting state. It's among the battleground states. It's the only one that actually counts and reports its mail-in ballots on election night.
Right.
And many Democrats think Trump is planning to, if he's ahead on election night with the ballots counted just that day, to declare victory and say any other ballots that come in later are fraudulent.
That is NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson.